Hi, everyone. The Business Ethics Leadership Alliance has questions and we have answers. I'm your host, Bill Coffin, and this is another Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. One of the best benefits of being a member of the Business Ethics Leadership Alliance, or Bella, is that if you have any questions at all about ethics and compliance, you can submit them to Bella's concierge service, which will connect you with one of our internal experts who will provide an answer and/or direct you to a helpful resource for more information. Sometimes these requests are specific to a particular company's needs, but most of them speak to broad challenges facing Bella members in general, and by extension, the wider ethics and compliance profession. That's why we're using this show to thematically respond to high-level questions from the Bella community. Joining us once again to give those responses is Bella Chair Erica Salmon Byrne. Erica, thanks for returning to the show. As always, it's great to see you.
Well, Bill, thank you so much for having me back. I am delighted to keep coming back and answering these questions for as long as our community has them.
So this is part of a series of episodes on third parties, and our question here is, how do I benchmark my supplier due diligence onboarding?
So first off, anybody who, I just want to put a plug in for the first two episodes in this series. So anybody out there who's listening, who's coming upon this particular portion of the series, fresh, make sure you hit pause and go back in the feed and look for the first two pieces, because a lot of what I'm going to cover in this particular answer, Bill, I set up in the prior two answers, which is part of the reason why we're doing this as a series. Okay, so the question, how do I benchmark my onboarding process? So the first thing you want to ask yourself about your onboarding process is going to be, how have I risk ranked my suppliers in the first place? And you and I spent a lot of time talking about risk ranking in the first episode of this particular series. So really thinking through the risk ranking piece, because the risk ranking piece is then going to inform how you think about your onboarding program for your third parties. So higher risk third parties doing certain kinds of work, you're going to spend a lot more time with them than you're going to spend with lower risk third parties whose answers to your questionnaire might indicate that they have a very robust compliance program already and they don't really need your help, right? So that's part of why you kind of want to go back to that risk ranking piece. The purpose of a good onboarding program is to do a couple of things, kind of much like the purpose of onboarding a new employee at your company. You can think of it very similarly. I want to set expectations with this particular third party of how we do business here. I want them to understand where they can go to get answers and if they have questions and sort of open those channels. And I want to give them the information that they need to be able to be set up for success. So if you think about it from that perspective, right? How do I make sure I set expectations? How do I open a door to a conversation? And how do I set people up for success? That is the way to think about structuring a good onboarding program for a third party. One caveat on the onboarding program, don't have it just be for new suppliers. You can onboard a third party at any point in your third party journey, right? Maybe you send people through when your primary contact changes at the company you're working with, if it's a high risk, high priority third party. Maybe you send people through at contract renewal, right? Your contract's expired, you've got a new contract, you updated your due diligence at contract renewal, you can update your onboarding at contract renewal. Maybe you've rolled out a new third-party code of conduct. Great opportunity to go back to all of your key third parties, make sure that they have seen it, they understand it, they have an opportunity to ask questions about it. So those are just a couple of ideas of how to think about your onboarding. The other thing I would encourage people to think about is what does ongoing communication look like? And so we particularly love seeing when companies are focused on raising the practices of their third parties, right? Sharing their own material with their third parties, for example, thinking through an opportunity, if you are going to Brazil and you're going to be doing a training for your own people, inviting a few of your key business partners to attend that training, right? It's an opportunity to build a relationship and it's also an opportunity to disseminate information. So there's lots of ways to think about that idea of bringing along your key third parties, your higher risk third parties, as they work through the journey.
Well, Erica, really appreciate the level of expertise and interest you bring to these matters. It's so informative to everybody, but especially to members of the Bella community. So thank you again for coming to the show and for sharing your insights.
Absolutely, Bill. My pleasure. And to all those Bella members out there, two things. First off, keep those questions coming. Second, I hope I see you at Bella Day at the Global Ethics Summit, because I'm going to do a long form version of Bella Asks with a really lovely look back on the last year of questions that we've gotten from the Bella community and some of the insights. So if you've been enjoying this series and you're a member of our Bella community, don't miss Bella Day at the Global Ethics Summit this year.
Absolutely. And while we're doing promotions, this is not the last third-party episode we'll be doing. There'll be more to come. So if you have gotten a lot out of these episodes we've been doing, by all means, stick around. There's more third-party intelligence coming your way. I'm Bill Coffin, and this has been a special Bella Asks episode of the Ethicast. For more episodes, please visit the Ethisphere YouTube channel at youtube.com/ethisphere. And if this is your first time enjoying the show, please make sure to like and subscribe either on YouTube or on our podcasting platforms at Apple, Spotify, Google, and Amazon Music. To learn more about Bella, please visit bella.ethisphere.com to request guest access to the Bella Member Resource Hub and to speak with the Bella Engagement Director. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, remember, strong ethics is good business.